Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's Collect Call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
You know, I'm having a good day. All my days is great. But what makes today so special, I'm over here enjoying some double strawberry ice cream. You know, a lot of times, or lately, sometimes people say, you know, on your platform, you use it to try to educate somebody, help someone, but that's not always what people want to hear. I say, well, if I can change somebody's life and help somebody in business or in life, their journey, I don't care if it's one person or only 10 people. I'd rather have 10 people and only have 20 people listening to me than have 1 million people listening to me and never have one person on something positive that's leading me to darkness, to failure. I know what it is to grow up hard. I know what it is to grow up with love. But I do know because I've been through it. My mother was a woman that wanted to help everyone and to love everyone and say, well, if a person needs something, and even she didn't know him, she said, that might be Jesus testing your faith. I understood what that means. So that credit goes to my mother when I try to help people or help people. I remember when I was watching BET, and Hammer is more than a friend to me. That's family. So I'm watching BET. And I see Hammer doing an interview. You know, cheery on, not shining like he usually shine, and not as cocky as he usually be. This is my friend. I could tell something's wrong. So I was at the studio watching the BET. I immediately got Hammer on the phone. I immediately got Hammer to Los Angeles. They have a car picking Hammer up, bring him by the studio, and we dive right in. And at that time, Hammerhead gave all his jewelry up to a man for money and cars. I didn't judge him. That's my brother. I immediately went with him and paid to get his jewelry back. Gave him bread, and he bought a Hummer and a Rolls Royce. Got him a place in Los Angeles, Westwood to be exact, high rise next to me over here by me and Pac. I talked to Pac. I never met a person is so genuine in Tupac. He became my little brother. We had a pact. Try to change the world for our people. So look, man, Hammer going through some shit. We're going to work on Hammer. I said, man, I'll be honest with you. I ain't never liked it. I'm a real rapper. I ain't like Hammer shit. Oh, let's get it started and all that dancing. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. It's bigger than that. If you want to do it, I'm going to do it. That's why I want you to write for him and record some stuff for him. We're all going to, you know, make it work for him. So I bring Hammer in and talk to me and Pac. Hammer wanted to do some pretty much shoot him up, bang, bang. Pac was less than that too. So one of the songs Pac did for him was, he said, look, I'm going to write a song for you, but it's going to be a realistic song. He said, now I can't write this song because I don't have no wife I've been with. I don't have any kids. I'm not in love. I don't love him. And he started laughing, says money over business. So he told Hammer, but you in love and you married. So Pac did a song for Hammer called Unconditional Love. And Pac was like, I wanna put this song out for me, but I'm gonna record it, and you take the CD, and you learn it, and once you learn it, we lay the vocals down. So that song that you heard on the radio, or they put out when I was in prison with Pac singing Unconditional Love, that was Hammer's song. When I went to prison, Hammer came to the studio, and you gotta remember, studio costs a lot of money. Engineers, round the clock. Runners, security. Eat whatever you want to eat. Drink whatever you want to drink. Whatever you need, I'm putting the bill for. That's important because when you're in the studio working, last thing you want to do is feel somebody gonna come there and rob you. I kept everything safe. Not just with the present, but also with my bread. When I was in prison, Hammer came in and stole all the reels, even Pac verses. I wasn't gonna say nothing bad about him, say, F*** you, Hammer. I'm gonna get at Hammer like I would get at another d***. I'm gonna get at Hammer with love and respect because that's still my brother no matter what. So, did Hammer f*** over me? He did. But it's okay. Yeah, everybody talked to him. He was like, look, man, you know, you got some Tupac songs up along to you, you know, that Suge stuff. And you got a whole bunch of stuff you stole. We want to do something, so we want to be able to get the reels you got. And if he said, Hammer, stop taking his calls. The sad thing about it, the people who got those reels, they got stolen reels. Because it was in the storage, and Hammer didn't pay $100, so they got it. Do I hold anything against Hammer? Never. That's just the way it goes, that's the way it is. Deion sat in the prime time. Deion wanted to do an album, and I said this before. I spent probably $500,000, easily, maybe more. Writers, putting people in the hotels, studio, paying for everything. They even get the Glaco commercial of the song I paid for and own the publishers. Must be the money.
But health insurance and Aflac is money. Must be the money.
Not only did I not get a dollar out of it, I didn't even get the money I paid to make this guy's dream come true. Hammer wanted some things done, I'm not going to say, because I don't want to put that... It's true, but I'm not going to go in there. But I paid to get it done. He never reimbursed me back. When the guys ended up going to jail and prison behind helping them, I paid for that. Looked out for that dude. Or he don't get in trouble. I asked this dude one day, look, man, you owe me. What's up? That was that. Somebody growing up, it was on, actually, me and Nick was talking. After we finished having the conversation, Beyond goes and tell people, he paid me back. Where's the check? He never paid me back. What's so bad about all this? It's okay if somebody do something to you the wrong way and steal from you if you got your money. It's different if one of these guys stole from you, don't have the money to give it back to you. I can understand that. So if Deion owed me $5 and he really don't have the money to give my $5 back, I can respect that. But if you owe me $5 because you stole from $5 from me and you got $100 from my $5 back, people would rather pay more money for security or watch, look over their shoulders. They're doing the right thing. But then when you do the right thing to get what belongs to you, they really want to put you in prison or call themselves blackballing, that racist term, or make you out to be a bad person. Before you judge, look at the whole picture.
I used to have so many automatic withdrawals coming out of my account for subscriptions that I didn't even realize I had. Most of you can probably relate to that, but I was looking over my credit card statement recently and saw all these deductions that were adding up every month. And that's when I started using Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place. If I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with the tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/shug. That's rocketmoney.com/shug. rocketmoney.com/SUGE. Are you tired of the constant what should we have for dinner dilemma? I know I am, especially since my fiance Brett and I have very different dietary preferences. As a vegan, I often find myself tasked with deciding on two separate meals each night, which usually ends up being takeout. It's a convenient but unsatisfying and expensive way to go. Lately, however, Home Chef has been the better solution. If you're anything like us and looking for a more enjoyable and cost-effective way to have home-cooked meals without the stress of planning, I think you'll enjoy Home Chef too. One of the best things about Home Chef is its extensive variety. With over 30 options a week and a commitment to serving various dietary needs, you can find something that suits your taste and all your family members. The ordering process is simple, delivery is speedy, and the cooking instructions are easy to follow. Brett lives for Mexican food, and so far, she absolutely loves the one-pan turkey burrito skillet. She always upgrades to ground beef for, as she calls it, an extra flair. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/shug. That's homechef.com/shug for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/shug. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
You made it free. Did not have Bow Wow sign. I had Bow Wow, respect the out of Bow Wow's mother, and love Bow Wow, especially his mother. It was a woman who wanted something great for her son. I talked to her and I helped her dream come true. I moved him to California, put him in a condo in Brentwood, gave him a monthly car, paid for everything, and had a deal with him. When I went to prison, Snoop stole from me by taking Bow Wow family to do a deal with Jermaine Dupri. Now, I ain't looking nothing from no money out of Bow Wow or Bow Wow's mother, but Jermaine Dupri. If I treat you like the white people treated you, I'd have sued you and you'd owe me 3 times a month. You had your opportunity to pay me. One time I caught you. All other times you dip out and run. Everybody want to play this tough role and all this tough shit. I don't care about all that, but I care about the truth. I came right by, I was going to Subway, using this Starbucks, get some coffee. Caught you. Only thing you had in your hand was 2 coffee cups saying you was taking that to Janet. And I had everything I supposed to have with me, meaning what I have. Now I told you a little funny. Where's my money? You say you know you owe me. You called Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson spoke with me. Been knowing Joe Jackson a long time before he passed away. And have respect for Joe Jackson. Have respect for him then, have respect for him now. Joe Jackson pretty much begged me not to go with you. You know, I probably was wrong how I did it. You got on your knees, and I poured hot coffee on top of your head. If you want all that didn't happen, when I get home, we can do a reenacting of it. Play it by play, and I do it again. Ain't nothing to brag about, because you're a midget. I woke up today with a mess. And basically, a lot of people owe me a lot of money over there. And owe me my company back. And I ain't gonna stop till I get my shit back. It ain't from those other 2 guys who don't have it. We're talking about the people who have it. Now, message basically is this. Back in the day, in the 90s, they gave me a case I should have never got. They sent me to prison, and I shouldn't have went. That's the past, can't do nothing about that. Gave me a violation, I shouldn't have got. But the message was this. Like those things were done to me then, certain things can be done to me now. I'm like this. If I can do things that make people learn from, good I did. People should be able to learn from mistakes I made also, but they don't have to make the same one. I'd rather tell the truth of God than lie for the devil. You know, I never hired any of my homies to do security. I knew most of them could do more than just be security. Hen Dog, rest in peace, Hen Dog, one of my road dogs, he can draw better than anyone. That's who drew the death row logo. I had a homie named Jake. We used to call him Big Jake. In West Side. Me and Jake talking one day. And I know Jake was a D-boy. And we, you know, we was bagging, shooting jokes. I said, man, you a D-boy with this racket car? He said, man, I know, man. I keep going to prison. So I thought he was kind of like, oh, it's my undercover when I got the Benz at the house. He's like, nah, I keep going to prison. I said, I mean, you ain't good at it. So what, you need a job? He said, yeah, actually. Yeah, I said, okay, well, look. Meet me at the office. That's where my office is in Westwood. In Westwood, you know. And I start you off doing a street promotion. So you can do college radio. And once you learn college radio, you can start doing the radio, the regular radio stations, you know.
I'm just going to kick a little something. Everybody want to know why people bang, why people kill, why people do this, sell dope. And you can't just look at the individuals because, you know, you have to look at the environment that they sit in that creates these conditions for them to have to live and do the things that they do.
He My name's Rod. I said, see, you're a bad D-boy. So I pick him up. We get to office. Jake did a great job. He was doing incredible. So they had this Jermaine Dupri party in Atlanta. Everybody wanted to do these documentaries and rewrite history and lie and all this. That's not how it went. We went to the Jermaine Dupri party in Atlanta. Supposed to be me, Jake. Well, actually, it was Jake and myself, and there was another person supposed to come, and he can carry his shit, but he missed the flight. So anyway, we get there. We get the party. We had a great time. Then we went to the after party. Anytime I go out of town, no matter where I would go, I would have a 24-hour car there waiting on me. Taking for what to be waiting on no cabs or no car service. We just keep them all right there. We get to the after party. We're enjoying ourselves. I'm dancing with a... But I'm going to watch Jake, and I'm quite sure Jake was watching me. You know, you come with somebody, you keep your eyes on them, and y'all come together, you leave together. I see Jake was having like a little aggressive conversation. So I goes over. When I get there, I can hear the conversation. The bartender, who's a bartender rather, gave Jake her number. The other fool was mad because he gave Jake the number. She gave Jake the number. So Jake was like, man, check it. But if you got a problem, we go in the restroom and run this fade. If you win, I'll shake your hand. If you won't win, I'm going to beat your ass just because we can get it out the way. Before they can do that part, a real police officer in a real police uniform came and got on Jake. Like he was gonna get on him. So what you think you doing? I said, man, you touched the homie. We're gonna tear this motherfucker up. He said, well, I gotta throw him out. I said, for what? He said, he was Puffy and Jermaine Dupri. So, bam. I said, if he go, I go. So when we get outside, Jake still wanna run his stage, you know? Somebody passed somebody something, started shooting. All these were after the motherfucker who was shooting. I ended up doing what I was doing to the motherfucker was out there. So when the ambulance came, I said what I said, did what I did. The ambulance came, and we followed them. The police, they put the lookout up to the hospital. That fool know what happened when he got there. So then they came in and tried to take me to the station. So I ain't riding no police car, I ain't on the arrest, so you gotta come. So I hopped in a limo, went to the station. When I got there, that same police officer in the uniform was giving a statement of exactly what happened. He looked at me and said, what'd you see? I said, I didn't see shit. I'm gonna get back to the hospital. But the crazy thing about it, the police dude was like, hey, are you gonna, deal with that? They tell him, no, the person who gave the party and the people he talking about, they good with them. No big deal. Jake finally passed away. We come back. We're in the office. Office is in Westwood. Interscope office is right across the hall. I walked in Jimmy's office. I didn't have to knock on the door or get somebody let Jimmy know Mr. Knight. That walked right in. He do the same. Anyway, when he walked in my office, we was having a conversation. He overheard somebody say something he probably shouldn't have heard. He wanted to holler at me. So I tell the homies, give me a minute. Jimmy said, man, I'm here because Clyde Davis called me, and him and Puffy is real tight. And, he loved us. So I thought he was talking about like they got love for each other. So, all right. He said, yeah, they are lovers. I said, well, why you keep saying that? I said, look, you saying they lovers like that. They're sucking. He said, I don't want to say that, but that's what it means, right? I said, okay. He said, Clyde don't want nothing to happen to Puffy. He said, but this guy ain't gonna be able to do shit in his business because we know what he did. What they did. So I go to prison. Come back out from prison. Then later on to move ahead. Puffy did a deal with Universal. He did that deal with Universal. Universal owns Interscope. So it's Jimmy and Doug Morris. They gave him a lot of money. They said they never recouped their money. In other words, they didn't make their money back. Usually when you don't make your money back, either they drop you a note, they don't give you any money to recoup. Jimmy signed and gave him fresh new money, which is unheard of. I was thinking, like, a lot of shit goes on, but that's that secret society. Now, I'm going to show you how deep this goes. They committed fraud against me, stacked a deck against me to beat me out of my or take orders from me, right? But when you look at it, Jimmy Iovine produced an album called Easter by an artist named Patti Smith. And some of the lyrics was, "Baby's a black sheep."
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Baby, and it's a rock and roll, not right?
Baby was a rock and roll nigga.
And it says, Jimi Hendrix is a rock and roll nigger. I gotta remember how they say it. Jesus, I'm talking about the Son of God, Jesus, is a nigger. They put this album out. They can tell me I can't put out, they can't distribute my stuff no more because they never put out records where people curse or disrespect women. But that's what kids, they recognize.
Hey, it's Dave Mays from Collect Call with Suge Knight. Here's a lowdown on Prize Picks, the go-to for daily fantasy sports. It's shaking up how we enjoy and interact with the games we love. Football's done, but basketball's where it's at, full of edge-of-your-seat action. Prize Picks lets you use your sports smarts to turn predictions into cash. Think you've got the skills? Prove it. With Prize Picks, $10 could become $1,000, with just four smart picks across the NBA, NHL, or college basketball. It's you against the stats. No massive competition, just your choices. Check this, I bet on Steph Curry to score over 29 points last game, and he delivered. That's the buzz of Prize Picks, testing your sports knowledge and making it count. So download the app today and use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Don't miss out. Lead the charge. Share your wins and tag at Prize Picks. Let's earn together. Peace.
Where do we go with this? Reggie Bush, if for him at USC, OJ at USC, but a lot more. And I'm not saying, I'm not judging OJ. He was acquitted. Well, they said he didn't do the murder. He wasn't guilty. But they messed over him. But they can have Andre, who beat the women and beat her, and Jimmy Iovine, and on a music building, it's Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young. Where do we go from this? Man, we should turn around and be some Bruins fans and support UCLA, because SC is full of shit. Now, they always say it's not racist, but if it's not racist, what is it? Just as like, guy was getting $1,000 a month doing internet stuff for me. Never met him in my life. But everybody said he could call him John the Racist. That would make me start paying attention. I have a racist white guy working for me to have anything to do with me. This same guy. So, Tupac unreleases. Worth all the money in the world, prices. And we're selling them to Japan or China or wherever the case may be. And do a show they call Bomb First, named after Tupac. This same guy sold a Death Row chain to these guy and his jewelers, and I know he gave him $40,000 for it. When John sold it to him, John the Racist told him it was my homie Heron. Heron's my homie. That's the piece, Heron.
And this is what Suge taught me. Yeah. I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Suge.
Always miss you. Your presence is always missed. But at the same time, he said that was the same hair I was wearing when he got killed. So he sold to the guy for $40,000. I never gave John Jeff O'Chain or none of these other guys. But it's okay to make money off black people and don't like black people because nobody cares about black people. Now, if the roles were reversed, it'd be a serious problem. They're constantly taking from it and destroying the culture. When you fight for it, they try to put cuffs on you. They have guys of other platforms who are not even from this country and talk about nothing but black people and let black people fight each other in hip-hop. Because the more we get into it and tearing each other down, hip-hop is pretty much like it's over. Where's the money being made? See, at the same time, if you got apples spraying your stuff, who policing checking Apple? I say it all the time. If it's 20 screens come in, how you know if they're giving you two and giving themselves 18? We don't. That's why we need that union. That's why we need to be given concerts and doing stuff to make this union. But it's always the same thing as divide and conquer. They always get to use, it's like when the slaves didn't grab the Africans and bring them out here. Africans grabbed them and brought them out here. We could talk about that forever. At the same time, it's time. I'm willing to stand up like I've always been standing up. Everybody always got something to say. You know, I ain't gonna say names, but people talking about they got death row. Yeah, they homies calling in the mother weirdos in the camp. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow know exactly what I'm talking about. I have something for you guys. From official Suge Knight Instagram. And I could be saying it wrong, but my son, the one runs it. It is here to put it on a thing that you know you get the right one. I have some incredible shirts for you guys. Death Row is something I started in 1991. Tupac passed away in 96. About the time 97 rolled around, I was in prison doing time. After Pac passed away, I was in prison. Death Row, the Untouchable Death Row, the company, Death Row, was on life support. Reading by machine. When I paroled in 2001, they're letting Death Row suffer by some idiots start messing it up. I pulled the plug. Anything after that is fake, lies, and it's the cops.